Hey, everybody, and welcome to another Taco Tuesday. This is Amber Boyens, registered dietitian nutritionist. And this week, we're going to continue to talk a little bit about reducing inflammation and kind of that whole anti-inflammatory world. Now, as we talked about last week, there are some good supplement options. But again, as I said, you can't out-supplement a bad diet. So this week, we're going to talk about a few ways to incorporate those anti-inflammatory things into your next get-together, your next grill out. You know, we've talked several times about not having excess animal protein without adequate plant-based fiber-rich foods, and no different here. So as we enjoy our last couple months of great grilling weather in the Midwest, let's talk about a few ways that you can add more fiber, more color, more anti-inflammatory benefit to your foods, while still really being able to enjoy your meat off the grill. So again, our aim with adding this color, with adding this fiber, comes for a few different reasons. The fiber and prebiotic benefit, so keeping those healthy bowels. Again, we have talked several times about the benefits of having good, strong microbiome in our gut. And this is just another way to do it. So having that good, healthy microbiome in our, especially in our colon, and we get all those prebiotic and fiber benefits from a lot of these foods that we'll talk about today. Also, just reducing inflammation. Again, that's kind of our big topic that we've been talking about for a few weeks. And we get it from all of the colors, the phytonutrients. But today we're going to talk a little bit more too about some of the seasonings that you can use. So those spices and herbs that have benefit. Now, pretty much all of your spices and herbs are going to have some kind of benefit, but I'll share a couple combinations with you today that you can try out if you're feeling adventurous. So adding veggies into that grill out is always going to be a great choice. And you can do something that I'll say is easy-ish and having just a side salad with it. Now, if you do this, romaine and iceberg lettuce don't have a load of nutritional benefit, so you can still use them if those are your favorite, but try to mix in some spinach or shredded kale or arugula or any of those other darker, more richly colored leafy vegetables. There's lots of different things that you can add in, but the darker and richer the color, typically the more nutritional benefit it can have. So trying to make those salads a little bit darker. Adding in raw veggies too, if you like raw veggies, some shredded carrots. Jicama is a fun one to try if you haven't had it before. Jicama just needs to be peeled and chopped and you can toss it right in. Broccoli, cauliflower, cucumbers, peppers, tomatoes. A lot of those things you might be able to pull right out of your garden and toss them into your salad. Tons of nutritional benefit from all of those different colors that we can add in. Even consider adding in some cooked veggies, roasted beets, grilled peppers. That kind of stuff can go into a salad too. Add a little bit of texture, add a little bit of change in kind of what you're experiencing with the salad and just make something new. Now, ideally, we aim for a salad dressing that has good healthy fats as well, like our olive, avocado, flax, or sesame oils in it. I know a lot of times our go-to is to go to things like the ranch or some of those creamier dressings, and that's okay. If that's really what you want to have and you're having it with some good veggies, there's nothing wrong with that. But if we can do something that's a little bit more oil and vinegar based, or even trying like the brand Primal Kitchen is a great option for some salad dressings that are still tasty but don't have all the added sugar, those can be some good options to try. Now, grilling vegetables is also a great choice, and a lot of people do that. You can toss them right on the grill, wrap them in aluminum foil, use a veggie basket. You can put pretty much any vegetables that you have on hand on the grill and cook them that way. Kebabs are a great option, and then everybody kind of gets to select their favorites as well. But onions, zucchini, yellow squash, peppers, asparagus, eggplant, all of those go great on the grill. I know I saw some eggplant at the grocery store here locally just a couple of days ago. If you want to try to use some of those newer things, throwing it on the grill is a really good option. And if you're feeling like maybe you want to try something new, do a meatless meal, you can grill up some portobello mushroom caps and replace your burger with them. I know that probably sounds like a sin to a lot of people to not have meat at that barbecue or at that grill out, but it can be a really great option. You still, same thing, you can top it with cheese, with onion, with tomato, avocado, spinach, whatever you like on your burger can go on there too. And of course, you can marinate it, put dressings, condiments, anything like that. And speaking of those sides, those condiments and dressings, seasonings sometimes make the whole meal. So you can certainly keep it simple with things like olive oil, salt, and pepper. I mean, that's often enough for a lot of people. Even just using a little bit of balsamic vinegar can be a really good, simple option. But let's say you're throwing some corn on the cob on the grill, put a little chili, cumin, and lime juice on it instead. You could also try a little bit of Parmesan cheese, or if you're trying to cut back a little bit on cheese or you're not doing dairy, nutritional yeast can be a great alternative for Parmesan cheese. So nutritional yeast you can buy at a grocery store, you can buy it online. It is a complete protein, so it's got all of those amino acids that our body can't create. It's also a good source of B vitamins, and B vitamins, when we can get them from food instead of from supplements, that's wonderful. So B vitamins and even some of our important minerals that people take a lot of supplements with too, like zinc and selenium, and also manganese and molybdenum. So if nutritional yeast isn't something you've tried before, look it up or reach out to me. We can talk about it a little bit more, see if it's a good option for you. But for people who are avoiding dairy or people who just want to try something new, it can be a really good option. If you're not wanting to add those seasonings to veggies, or you're not wanting to add veggies to the meal at all, I know some people are a little veggie averse, we can get a lot of benefit even from seasoning our meats a little bit differently. So if you want to try something new with those meat seasonings, try and grill chicken with a marinade of something like lime juice, chili powder, turmeric, rosemary, and garlic. So turmeric is one of those seasonings that really just has loads of nutritional benefit. A lot of people will take curcumin supplements or turmeric supplements, but when we can incorporate it into our diet, we really get that whole food and benefit even beyond what we get from the supplement itself. You can also put turmeric on a steak. You could do turmeric, coriander, and garlic. That combination of three things go well on steak. If you're grilling up some salmon, that's another option. You can do it with honey and Dijon mustard, and then throw in some tarragon, oregano, and thyme. Lots of different options that you can do with that as well. If you don't want to make your own, that's okay too. I totally understand that. I mentioned the brand Primal Kitchen before. They also make a ton of marinades and other things. And that's a brand you can get at a lot of different stores. It's just good quality. It's whole food based. So even though it is a processed food that you're going to purchase, it's based on whole foods, which is wonderful. And lots of nutrition in there. So as you're looking at your food at that next grill out, that next gathering, it's always a great rule of thumb, whether it's a Tuesday night or a celebratory Saturday, whatever it might be, to look at your meal and ask yourself a couple questions. Ask yourself first, what am I eating that's actual food? So like our whole foods, our meats, our veggies, our fruits, our whole grains. And how much of what I'm eating is food product? So something that's processed, that's already been created into something else. And you don't have to avoid all food product, but trying to think about, is more of what I'm taking in actual food versus the food product, or am I mostly eating processed things? And if that's the case, if we can just find some good whole foods to add in, that can do a lot for our body. And then second, asking, what is this meal doing to nourish my body? What kind of anti-inflammatory seasonings do I have on it? Do I have a veggie, some kind of healthy fat, a good source of protein, a whole lot of color? And if not, again, is there something simple I can do to add that? So if you want to talk about this a little bit more and how it can specifically work for you, don't hesitate to reach out to me. You can reach me online at imunutrition.com. That's imunutrition.com. And just fill out the little contact form. You can also call the radio station anytime with questions, topics you'd like to hear about. But if you'd like to work one-on-one, let me know and we can work on getting you to some of those nutrition goals. So thanks again for coming to another Taco Tuesday, and we'll see you next week.